This is Total Information AM. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow. We're joined now by Peter Mayer, who was once the CBS News correspondent for the White House. Of course, we're all mourning the passing of President Jimmy Carter at the age of 100. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be with you, as always, on KMOX.
Thank you. And I'd like to start with just your any personal recollections you have about the former President Carter.
Well, there are so many. I covered Jimmy Carter for a local station in Atlanta, WSB, when he was governor of Georgia. So many times I just realized how intelligent he was, but also how tenacious and stubborn he could be. And we saw it, of course, through the years when he ran for president and when he became president of the United States. I guess my earliest memory of those qualities, Scott, came in late 1974, early 75. I was among a small group of reporters invited to the governor's mansion for an off-the-record chat with him. And there were rumors that he was going to run for president. We all thought, we being reporters in the media corps in the State House, thought that this was kind of outlandish. But there he sat and he told us, yes, I'm going to Iowa. We thought, Iowa? And he put the caucuses on the map. And, the rest is history, as they say.
Well, at that time, his name recognition was near zero. People did not know who this guy was from Georgia. Obviously, he won the presidency. And when people pass away, most of the time, it's all about the best things of their life. But his presidency didn't go so well. Part of that was the political economic cycle that hurt that. What else can you say about his presidency?
Well, you can't talk about his presidency without talking about the 1978 Israeli-Egyptian peace agreement. From day one, Jimmy Carter said, I want to bring peace to the Middle East. Again, something else that people thought just couldn't happen, beyond the realm. But he brought Israeli leader Menachem Begin and Egypt's Anwar Sadat to Camp David, where he appealed to and, to say the least, Scott, pressured both of them on both religious and highly personal terms. And that peace accord, the Camp David Accord, albeit a very cold peace between Egypt and Israel, is still in effect, and it has held even through the latest turmoil there.
Well, everyone talks about his post-presidential legacy, and I had the opportunity actually to interview him one time. It was primarily about Habitat for Humanity, one of his great passions. What do you think drove Jimmy Carter?
Christian faith. In two words, you know, he was a devoutly religious Baptist. He taught Sunday school, and I think that he said it many times. That's what motivated so much of what he did, working for peace in countries where he mediated and moderated and monitored elections, where he worked to defeat the dreaded Guinea worm disease, something very foreign to many of us in this country, but just a fatal disease in Africa. And he basically, through the Carter Center, helped to eradicate that and help them to confront tuberculosis and leprosy and other diseases. A lot of that has gone sort of unnoticed by many people, by and large, when they think about Jimmy Carter.
And this also wraps up an era because he lost his wife. And she was also a great woman, and they were an amazing couple who lasted for so long. What can you say about that and that influence on the American public?
Oh, my goodness. 77 years, the longest presidential couple marriage in history. And they were just quite a team. You know, Mrs. Carter was allowed into cabinet meetings, much to the chagrin of traditionalists in Washington back in the 70s. And she was so outspoken in promoting mental health causes. And she was by his side through it all. When he was in the Navy and was away for so many times, they lived in 16 different houses over the years because of his Navy career. And Mrs. Carter was, just beyond supportive. I remember interviewing her, Scott, just days before they moved out of the Georgia governor's mansion. I was sent there by my then employer, WSB Radio in Atlanta. And there she was packing up the china on the floor of the governor's mansion. And I, sat there with her and interviewed her. And I said, well, gee, I guess, that a lot of this stuff's going to go back to planes now, as you President and Governor Carter are moving back. And she said, oh, no, you know, a lot of it will go into storage so we can take it to the White House. That's how confident she was and how she stood by him throughout it all. She was, kind of a shy person, but she came out of it and became, as I said, very outspoken, especially on mental health causes. And now in coming days, Jimmy Carter will be buried beside her, basically in the backyard near a willow tree in the backyard of their home in a field behind their very modest brick ranch style home in Plains, Georgia.
We're heading into a second presidency for Donald Trump. This last election was very contentious. There's a lot of extremism on both sides. I wonder if you know what this gentleman would thought about the way things are going with politics these days versus the way they were in his era.
Well, I'd be very reluctant to put words or thoughts into the great mind of Jimmy Carter, but I'd have to think that he would not be happy about it. Behind that famous warm smile of Jimmy Carter was a man who, as I said, could be very tenacious and stubborn, very much his own man. But I don't think that he would be happy with the way things are going and some of the rhetoric that we've been hearing from Donald Trump, for sure.
Peter, any final thoughts?
Well, we've lost a one-of-a-kind Jimmy Carter. He was described by one of the Atlanta papers as Jimmy Who when he ran, and no one is saying that anymore, Scott. He came into office in the aftermath of Lyndon Johnson, the Vietnam War era, the dark days of Richard Nixon and Watergate. He saw his opening as a Washington outsider and famously promised to never tell a lie, and he bolstered that by, of course, living his deep Christian faith.
Love hearing your perspective, Peter. Very eloquent, and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Hope to see you in person one of these days again.
Same here. Thanks, Peter.
All righty. Bye, Scott.
Peter Mayer, the former CBS News White House correspondent on the life and death of Jimmy Carter.